This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show, and welcome to the WHL Championship Series. Yes, it's underway, the battle for the Edmonton Cup between the Portland Winterhawks and the Edmonton Oil Kings. Ahead, we'll recap a busy week, highlighted by the WHL Award Ceremony and the 2012 WHL Bantam Draft from Calgary. We'll have some of the award winners coming up. First, the Seattle Thunderbirds did as expected with the first overall pick in Thursday's Bantam Draft, webcast live from Calgary. Thunderbirds Director of Player Personnel, Colin Alexander, announced the number one selection.
We were extremely excited to win the draft lottery this year and obtain the right to select first overall. And with that selection, the Seattle Thunderbirds are extremely pleased to select Matthew Barzal from the Burnaby Winter Club.
Thunderbirds General Manager Russ Farwell says picking Barzal, really their only choice.
I think Matt's kind of separated himself over the last couple of years within the age group, but this year he really dominated and played through the Westerns He's really set himself apart. I think he's a real exciting player. He's got his own style. He's a unique guy. He plays at such a pace that he just turns the game, both pressuring when you have the puck and when your team gets it, how quick he can turn it around. And great vision, makes everyone he plays with better. Very exciting player.
Definitely a guy you can really hang your hat on for the cornerstone of the franchise here moving forward.
Yeah, he is. He's going to lead us, certainly. He's had a great winning track record. The problem with these guys is, you know, how long do you have them? I think this is a guy that could go through the system fairly quickly, but that always makes players they play with better, and it kind of gets your organization a boost as they go through. We're going to run hard with Matt the time we have him and try and build our team around him right away, because I do think he's going to be an accelerated guy.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL Award Ceremony was held a day earlier. Tri-City Americans forward Brandon Schinneman, the big winner. Safe to say he had his hands full as we spoke after the event.
Brandon Schinneman, the dual award winner, top scorer, Bob Clark Trophy, of course, and then the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for Player of the Year. What an honor for you.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to be able to achieve some of these awards, especially when you look at past winners and the meaning behind these awards. It's a huge honor.
Your numbers this year, phenomenal. What a line you played on this season.
Yeah, I mean, me, Patrick Hall, and Adam Huseman got put together, for the second half of the season, and we just kind of set a fire, and we had some great chemistry early, and we just rolled with it, the outcome was pretty good, and give credit to those two guys.
Hockey season doesn't end for you. I know after this chat, you're headed down south. Tell us what's up.
Yeah, I'm getting on a flight to Phoenix here at about 4:00, and so I'm going down there to practice and be with the team and catch some NHL hockey. It's going to be an awesome experience, and just to be able to absorb what it takes to play at that level and to see the lifestyles those guys live.
Well, a great 20-year-old season for you, Tri-City Americans, leading scorer in the WHL. You signed the contract and off to enjoy the NHL playoffs with the Coyotes. Thanks a lot. Good job.
Thank you very much.
The Dale Wilson Trophy for Goaltender of the Year went to Tyler Bunns of the Medicine Hat Tigers.
The amount of talent and great goalies in this league, for me to be even nominated for this award, I was very surprised and honored. And to be actually named Goaltender of the Year with the names that have come through here and won this award, it's very special. And I'm more than honored to be up there and accepting this award. And from such a great guy that's done a lot for this league with Dale Wilson, who couldn't, actually be here with what happened to him this week. But like I said, it's been a great season. I'm very, very honored to accept this award in such a prestige league like the WHL. And I'm just looking forward to moving on and using this for, a backbone for confidence with my career.
Yeah, you think Medicine Hat, you always think offense. I think people around the league think of Edom and Shinkaruk and the likes. But to backstop that team to get through the Blades in a sweep and then run into a real hot Moose Jaw team, you guys must look back and say you did a lot of good things this year.
We did. I think we surprised a lot of people. For me, my team surprised me with how well we did. It's tough going into a season when you lose a lot of key players like we did from last year. But Emerson and Hunter really buckled down and really took the bull by the horns with this team and led us to a ton of victories. And it's just a lot of hard work and dedication. And our coach has really demanded a lot of perfection with Sean Clouston there. He is really one of the best coaches I've played for. And this award is definitely a tribute to what he's done for me. And with J.F. Martel, my goalie coach with Medicine Hats, has just done an amazing job. And I have him to thanks for this as well.
Tyler, congratulations.
All right, thanks a lot.
Kootenay Ice forward Sam Reinhardt claimed the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy for WHL Rookie of the Year.
What a great rookie season for you there with the Kootenay Ice. Talk about your first year in the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, it was a great learning experience for me. Obviously, having my brother there helped me out, made the transition very smooth. Being able to live with him and play with him for the same line for most of the year just made a huge, huge help having him there.
Was it hard? Was it a first year that you expected? Did it come easy to you?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was just definitely a lot faster. Guys were bigger and stronger and just continued to work on that in the off season. And so it was just a successful year, but I'll obviously look to build on it for next year.
Tri-City Americans head coach Jim Hiller, the recipient of the Dunk McCallum Trophy as Coach of the Year.
Well, it means a lot, but I think it's certainly an organizational award. And that talks about players, scouts, management, assistant coaches, and really even fans who drive our building. You've been in there, John. To probably win more games than we deserve based on that. So in the end, I guess I'm the recipient because of all those great things.
We talked about it in the regular season. Your goal isn't to make the playoffs. Your goal is to be an elite team every year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lofty goal, of course, because it's so competitive. But I think that's what drives us is there's that culture there that players believe that. They know that that's the challenge and nothing else is acceptable. And it's so hard to get that. And that's something that the players from year to year pass on to one another.
And finally, Pat Conacher was the runner-up for this award. He did a great job there in Regina, so to beat out him, that's something special.
Well, outstanding. And Patty is an old teammate of mine, and I'll tell you what, there was nobody who worked harder and played the game more honestly than him, so there's no doubt he's passed those values on to his players in Regina, and certainly as deserving as I for this award.
Jim, congratulations.
Okay, thanks, John.
Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Bob Green was awarded the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy for Executive of the Year.
Bob, they talk about a five-year plan, and here it is for the Oil Kings, and you're the architect behind it.
Oh, I had lots of help, and our scouting staff, led by Randy Hanch, have done a great job over the years in making the best of some high picks. There's no question about it, but they've made the right decisions at the draft table, and Derek Laxdal, Steve Hamilton have done a great job this year with his kids, and really starting last year and trying to build a proper culture that you can have success with.
Not only do you need those high draft picks, you need some things to go your way as well. You need some surprises. You need your European picks to work out, and I think you could probably look back at the road to where you are right now and say, yeah, a lot of things worked out.
Yeah, they did. We get a lot of support. We get a lot of support in those picks from the Edmonton Oilers and their scouting staff, and it makes our lives a lot easier. And we've been fortunate to get a couple of kids that they've drafted and really guaranteeing that they'll come over here and play, which is part of that process as well. So, you know what, it just doesn't take one person to make something work. You have to have a lot of people, everybody wanting the same thing and understanding how you got to get it done and agreeing on how you get it done. And we just got a great group to work with.
Sure, there's one more trophy now you're searching here that begins this weekend.
Yeah, one more, four wins, and that's just to win the league. It's incredible how long this is, but we're four wins away from that, and it's going to be a really tough series with Portland, and I look forward to it. It's going to be exciting, but probably a little anxiety at times too.
Other award winners included Red Deer Rebels defenseman Alex Petrovic for Defenseman of the Year. Swift Current Bronco forward Taylor Voss claimed the Humanitarian Player of the Year. Most sportsmanlike went to Mark Stone of the Brandon Wheat Kings. And Scholastic Player of the Year to Reed Gow of the Spokane Chiefs. Say congratulations to all the WHL award winners. And good luck to the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Portland Winterhawks as they continue in the WHL Championship Series. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.